On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, this is a game we call Intellectual Poetry. Well, I read the lyrics of a song, and you have to give me the name of the band and the name of the song. Sometimes these lyrics are great and inspiring. Other times they're completely stupid.
Yeah, we don't have too many inspiring ones, that I've picked.
Occasionally we'll pick one like a Phil Lynott lyric that are fantastic. You know, some from Thin Lizzy. There's some good ones. And other ones we think are cool, but then we find the ones the more entertaining ones are the ones with stupid lyrics sometimes.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I think I got a gem for you this week. I think you probably know this song, but maybe you haven't paid attention to the lyrics too often. So you ready, Danny?
All right.
All right, first lyric. Yeah, and I set up and tore down this stage with my own hands. We'll travel this land packed tight in minivans. And all of this is for the fans, girls, money, and fame. I played their game. And as they scream my name, I will show you no shame. I live and die for this. And if I come off soft, then chew on this. What do you think it is?
Is it Man of War?
It is not Man of War. Your first guess, I'm going to tell you, this song came out in the year 2000, and there is a video for it. I'm going to skip one lyric because I think it totally gives it away. All right. 30 pack of Strohs, 30 pack of Hoes. No Rogaine and the propane flows. The chosen one, I'm the living proof with the gift of gab from the city of truth. I've jabbed and I've stabbed and I've knocked critics back. And I don't stutter when I said that. I'm going platinum. What do you think?
Jeez, sounds like a rap artist.
Yeah, you're not too far off.
Is it Kid Rock?
It is Kid Rock.
Ugh.
And this particular song won a Grammy in 2001.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What's the name of the song?
All right. I'll give you a hint. This song samples Metallica's Sad But True. So he's singing over Sad But True, but with his own lyrics. Any clue what the song is?
No. I'm not a fan of Kid Rock.
Oh, really? American Badass.
Oh, okay.
I like AC/DC and ZZ Top, Bo Seif is M. Yeah. Skinner and Seeger and Limp and Korn and the Stones and David Coyne. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of lyrics in this.
Yeah. Anybody talks about how great they are and they're going platinum. Yeah, okay.
I like some, when he first went rock, I like the stuff with them. Bow, 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 da, bang, dang, diggy, diggy. I like that.
Bow, with the bow, the bang.
And then when yeah, when Josie, the little person in his band passed away, he kind of went country. So he started a rap, then he was like a rap metal guy. Now he's kind of in the country southern rock thing, and he lost me there. I like the harder stuff. But
oh, yeah. Jeez.
The stuff I want to bang my head to. American Badass is okay.
Lyrics, though.
Yeah. I mean, come on, he's talking about no Rogaine and propane flows. And, okay.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for this one?
Oh, I hope so.
You'll never get it. So.
Okay.
But I think the lyrics are fun.
All right.
Okay, so here we go. Your socks, they smell. Your feet, they stink. You never take a bath. Your nose, it runs. You bust your buns. You always finish last. That's the first verse. So
okay.
Any idea?
Keep going. I might surprise you on this one.
All right. Your face is gross. You eat white toast. You don't know what to do. And just your luck, you really suck. That's all. I'm sick of you.
Okay. Here's my guess. Is it Frank Zappa?
No, that is incorrect.
I was going to say Frank Zappa Stinkfoot. Okay. Well,
no.
Go ahead. Okay. You've got my interest now.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else besides the verse or the chorus. Bring it down. I said bring it down. Thank you.
Is it a band or a solo artist?
It's a band.
Okay.
We've talked about them recently. This came out in 1990. I'll go ahead and give you the chorus.
Okay.
Don't you know, so sick of you, things you say, things you do. Don't you know, sick of you, things you say, things you do. It keeps on going with that. Said, don't you know I'm sick of you?
Wow.
The things you say and the things you do. Don't you know I'm sick of you?
I'm going to guess. I don't think we've even talked about this band, but I'm going to guess anyway. The Bloodhound Gang.
No, it is not. It's not too far off, though.
Okay. How about, is it Bowling for Soup?
Nope. Nope, much, much harder.
Okay. Any more clues?
They wear costumes on stage.
They wear costumes on stage. Gwar?
Yes, from their album Scum Dogs of the Universe.
What's the name of the song?
Sick of You.
Sick of You, yeah. I would have never got that in a million years.
No.
Yeah, I think that with that band, I think they were a bunch of college kids who got together for fun to make up a band, and they actually started making money at it. So they just said, "Okay, you know, we're going to do this." Who knew?
Yeah, the costumes are a bit much for me. The stuff I've listened to, like I went and listened to that song, and it's okay, but the main guy, the singer, died a few years ago. They're carrying on, but. He was like, it was like his band pretty much.
Speaking of bands that are like similar to Gwar, I don't know if you ever heard of this band from Finland. They're called Lordi. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
They're dressed like monsters. And they won the Eurovision Song Contest. And, I mean, they're not the greatest band in the world, but they look like monsters. They're different characters. And I watched, I love like music documentaries. So I stumbled across it. It's called Monster Man. It's on Amazon Prime. If you go to Amazon Prime and start finding these rock documentaries, there's a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. I've watched quite a few more mainstream stuff.
Yeah. I just stumbled across. I mean, I watch documentaries on the black metal scene. I mean, I hate the music, but the documentaries are usually pretty cool. But Monster Man goes through this guy's career. This guy's trying so hard. I mean, Lordi's had some success, but, you know. Oh, another cool thing I discovered on YouTube, if you type in Wacken, they have all kinds of concerts from the past, you know, Wacken festivals. They have their own page. This last year they did, you know, since they didn't have a festival, but they had a lot of people recording wherever they live and have these concerts. Lots of great stuff there. And a lot of bands I've never heard of in a million years, but I'll click on it just to watch. So check out the Wacken YouTube channel. That's my...
Yeah, I've watched that a few times. And for those of you out in podcast land, that starts with a W.
Yeah, because in German, the W is pronounced like a V. So yeah. It would be Wacken to you wacky Americans, but it's pronounced Wacken.
W-A-C-K-E-N. But yeah, I've looked at a few of those, and you know, you can see full concerts of bands... At the Wacken Festival.
And also on Amazon Prime, I guess there's a documentary on the whole Wacken Festival. It's in a tiny town of Wacken, which it's not around any major city. It's like literally, you know, a couple, maybe a couple of street lights and stop signs, and that's it.
Jeez.
So, yeah, it's like in the middle of nowhere and all these people come. And it was a fascinating documentary because people camped there for 3 days from all around the world. It sounds like
Firefly Festival here in Delaware. I mean, it's 3 days and they get major. I mean, Paul McCartney was here 1 year. And it's in a gigantic field at the backside of the Dover NASCAR race track. But it's outside of Dover. Like, there's not enough hotels there to handle a festival like that. But it's huge, huge. But it's not the style of music I like, except for Paul McCartney. He was kind of a weird addition. Because I think they also had, like, Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, I'm not into them.
Yeah, that's more the style of a festival. And they get a lot of young people there. But same kind of thing, middle of nowhere.
I think I'd like to go to a festival like that if I had like a camper van where I could sleep in, you know.
Yeah.
But not in a tent. Oh, no.
No, and my daughter lives close enough where they can hear it.
Oh, okay.
She lives down in Smyrna, but she can hear the concert if she goes out her front door. And her friend lives right on the other side of a tree line from it, and they are offered tickets by the promoters and stuff because they know it's going to be total pain in the ass for them because they can almost see the stage from their house, the backside of the stage.
And, of course, they say, hey, if the Bullet Boys aren't playing, I'm not going.
That's right.
Well, maybe the tail end of this year we'll get concerts again. We'll see. I'd like to go to a club and see a show.
Yeah, Tony and I had tickets to go see Jeff Scott Soto and Jason Bieler, but that got canceled. We haven't gotten our money back or anything, so I'm kind of hoping that it gets rescheduled and we just have tickets.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Because I think they could reschedule those pretty easy with just two guys and acoustic guitar. That's not too hard to pull off.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, I think the Babies were supposed to be coming to the Canyon Club in Santa Clarita. I was looking forward to seeing that.
Oh, man.
But I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's a nice little place.
You can listen to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show on the following phone apps and websites: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Player FM. All past episodes can be found on these sites as well. Please mark the show as a favorite so you don't miss an episode.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, it's time to cover this, where we play 30 seconds of a cover song. You have to give us the original band, the band doing the cover, and the name of the song. And sometimes this is pretty easy, and these are tough. This week, Danny, I gave you, I think, a pretty tough one. I think you're going to know the song and the original band, but the band covering it is going to surprise you.
Okay. Well, let's see.
All right, go for it.
Here we go.
Okay, Danny, I know you. What's the song?
It's definitely Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
Correct. So we got the original band and the name of the song. Now, here's the tough part. Yeah. Who is covering it? Just going to have to take a wild guess on this.
Is it the Scorpions?
It is not the Scorpions, no. I'll give you your first hint. All right. This cover came out in 1993. And it was part of an album called The Buffalo Skinners.
The Buffalo Skinners?
This is the name of the album, 1993. Any clue?
Oh, jeez. Buffalo Skinners. Is it Ted Nugent?
No!
That's a good guess based on the name of the album. It is not. All right, your next clue is this is a four-piece multicultural band who had one hit in the U.S. in the 80s.
Wow.
And in fact, that hit was in 1983.
Is it Blackfoot?
No, not Blackfoot. But that's a good guess based on the clue. This band on this particular song is Simon Phillips is playing drums. But this band is from Scotland. 1983, one hit wonder from Scotland. Multicultural band or multiracial band. And when I tell you the name of the one hit, you're going to get it right away. So I'm going to give you another guess before I tell you the name of the song.
Okay. Is it the Bay City Rollers?
Nope. It's not the Bay City Rollers. All right. The one hit by this band in 1983, the name of the song is In a Big Country.
That's Big Country?
That's Big Country.
And Simon Phillips played with them?
Yeah, for like one album. But wow. Yeah, that's as the original lead singer, all that. That's Big Country covering Paranoid. I picked it because it sounds nothing like Big Country.
Not at all.
They rock.
No wonder it was hard.
They're rocking out on that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
That was a challenging one, huh?
Yeah, geez. I don't even know what to say on that. Geez.
In a big country.
Dreams wait for you.
Yep, see?
Lover's voice. Wow. Okay. Well, let's see if you do any better than I did. Jeez.
Well, I can try.
Well, this song I know I've done before, but I know I haven't done it with this covering artist.
Okay.
You'll definitely know the name of the song. I don't know if you remember who actually did it first.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to play it now.
I'm going to raise a fuss. I'm going to raise a holler. Back working all summer just to try and earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to make a date. My boss says, no doubt, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, well, the song, here's where I get, the song is Summertime Blues.
Right.
And that is Ricky Warwick. Because this
that
just
is correct.
This just came out.
Yep.
And here's the tough part.
And yeah, his new album's really good. It's half originals and half covers.
Yeah, that one's the guy from Buck Cherry produced it and helped him write it. Keith, I forgot his last name. Here's I can see the guy's face too. The guy who did it. Oh my God, what was his name? It was in the late 50s. He died young.
Yep.
This Brian Setzer played him in La Bamba. Played that.
That's right.
This guy. He's also featured in Gary Busey's Buddy Holly story. What is the name of this guy? Oh my God. Can you give me his initials?
EC.
Eddie Cochran.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You get it.
Oh.
That looked like it hurt.
Yeah, it's there. I can see the guy's face.
Yep.
I think I got Eddie Cochran's greatest hits, even though he really had one, but he maybe had a couple. Yeah.
That song was big, but so many people did that. I mean, Ray Charles did it right after he did, and then Rush did it, Blue Cheer had a hit with it.
I think The Who may have done it, too. A lot of people cover that song because it's a great song.
Oh, yeah. It's great when it's rocked up. You know, the being a mellow song, it doesn't go over, at least for me, as a mellow song.
Yeah. I think it's the start and stop in that song because everybody wants to sing it when the music stops.
It's
great rock and roll song. Eddie Cochran. Go out there, run out there and get that stuff. So go get Ricky Warwick's album. Get some Eddie Cochran.
Yeah.
Good luck finding a big country, though.
Yeah. Yeah, Ricky Warwick's album was good. It's like when times were hard and tough or hard and fast.
Yeah. He's a talented guy. I actually saw him open for Def Leppard, And all he was, he played an acoustic. It was just,
really?
It was just him on stage, the Universal Amphitheater. He got up there, played just him and acoustic guitar, and played like 30 minutes opening for Def Leppard.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And that's when...
The covers on this new album are mostly acoustic like that.
Yeah.
It's really
good. I've only listened to it once. I have to dig into it a little bit more. So many albums are coming out. It's like, oh.
Everybody's had the time.
Yeah. It's like, I haven't really had time to digest just one yet, so we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, on that note, on to the next.